Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
Today, lifers. I feel a whole lot better today. I wasn't feeling too well yesterday, but I feel a whole lot better. So, it's me, your girl Crush, Ryan. What's up, homie?
Nothing much. What's good?
I'm good. Feel a whole lot better today. So, GZ, 6 more days until the 14 and 14 kicks off October 31st in Chi-Town. Halloween. I heard it's supposed to be a big Halloween party. You guys, it's going down. Keep tuning in here. And if you need to know exactly where the venue is going to be, just stay tuned here and also on global14.com for venue update. All right, we got a special announcement. If you want to be a part of the radio show, hit me up on global14.com at Crush, only on global14.com. So you must be a member of global14.com, first of all, in order to be a part of the show anyway. So definitely go on there, hit me up at Crush. We are looking to expand and add new segments. So if you got what it takes, hit me up. Please hit me up. You guys, I'm on my Steve's today, and one of the reasons why I got my Steve's, my energy drink with me today, because we have Grammy Award-winning duo Mary Mary on with us a little later in the show. So please stay tuned for that. We are, beyond excited, a little nervous, but I'm going to be okay, but it's definitely going to be a great interview. We can't wait. So once again, Mary Mary, stay tuned a little bit later in the show. All right, so GZ, let's go ahead and get into these quickies for the day. So Michelle Obama is coming out with a book, and if you guys haven't been paying attention to your first lady, she does a lot of gardening, which I think is great. She's writing a book about her garden at the White House, and it's supposed to be called American Grown, How the White House Kitchen Garden Inspires Families, Schools, and Communities. I can't wait for this book. It's scheduled to be published April 2012. Mrs. Obama received no advance for the book, you guys, before people start saying, oh, she used, you know, some money and all this other stuff. No, she received no advance for the book. And the other good thing is she will donate all proceeds to a charity or charities to be named later. I'm so excited about this book because gardening is actually part of my to-do list. My ultimate goal is to learn how to grow my own food. You guys know that I am vegan, and I don't want to be so worried about what is being put in our food, i.e., if you guys heard a couple shows back, we talked about Meat Glue. Everybody on the team, watch the video Meat Glue on YouTube, so check it out. But we really need to educate ourselves on organic versus non-organic. GZ, I'm wondering if schools are teaching our kids about gardening.
I just graduated high school, and I don't think I heard one teacher talk anything about gardening unless they talked about their own garden. That's about as close as we got to that. But my first story of the day, it kind of goes along with politics. Sex ed in New York City has a new curriculum, and it has many people raising eyebrows. The new curriculum starts teaching students more in-depth about safe sex, and also sex ed will be starting, they'll start teaching it in middle school. One group, the New York City Parents Choice Coalition, they say that they want people to stay informed about abstinence. They feel like that this new curriculum is going to do more away with abstinence and focus more on safe sex, and they want people to know that abstinence still is an option. The goal of the new plan, though, like I said, isn't to get rid of abstinence. They just want teens to be more informed. The mayor, Michael Bloomberg, says that with their rate of out-of-wedlock marriage and STDs, that it would be a shame if they didn't start teaching more about the subject. The coalition, I found this interesting, the coalition is trying to get parents to withdraw students from sex ed classes and place them in more abstinent-driven classes. Do you think this reform is a good idea, Crush?
Let me say this. I think definitely, you know, teaching abstinence, I think they should definitely teach it. Unfortunately, we all know there's some kids that are out there that, you know, it's too late. Well, it's never too late. Let me back up. It's never too late to be abstinent. But I just want to say that, you know, once they start teaching sex ed, I don't even know what grade they start that anymore, because I didn't get, I didn't even have a class until I was in like 11th grade where I was. So, but I think they should try to, you know, teach abstinence. And then also, if kids want to know about safe sex, I think that they should at least, you know where to go. If that makes sense. I really think that when you tell kids that they don't have a choice, they're going to end up doing what they want anyway. So I think that as long as they know where they can go for advice and that door is open, I think that is always a good thing. But, you know, I don't know. Pretty weird. I'm sure this is not going to go well. I know that there's been a lot of stories out there, a lot of schools that don't want safe sex ed or sex ed taught, period. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that, and we'll definitely be reporting more about that on G14 Radio. Oh, but let's talk about Atlanta for a minute, because Occupy Wall Street has pretty much flourished and is everywhere. Atlanta, New York, Chicago, it's all over the place. In Atlanta, they're actually trying to shut it down. The protesters in Atlanta, the mayor, Mary Reed, in Atlanta, said that he feels like they're becoming too aggressive. The protesters have been there since October 7th. Another thing is you can say that the neighbors are kind of fed up, and I think that that's contributing to why Mayor Reed is also wanting to shut Woodruff Park down. Also, this past Saturday alone, it cost $100,000 for police presence. Well, obviously, there's another issue, because the Southern Regional Director of the Rainbow Push Coalition is upset and wants Mary recalled. Originally, the protesters were allowed to be there until November 7th, but as you can see, they are about to get the boot. So, and then this was kind of interesting to me. Saturday, it said Occupy Atlanta allowed an unauthorized hip-hop show to go on. Reed said the concert created a dangerous situation, and he added that some people associated with the movement were on a clear path to escalation, meaning he thought that it was going to break out in a riot and it was about to be some trouble. Also, someone advertised Ludacris was supposed to be there, and the mayor said he called Luda up, and Luda was like he was not scheduled to be out there, so he doesn't know where that came from. All right, ZZ, well, you know, obviously across the U.S. is becoming an issue now, and like I said before, the only thing I can do is pray when the order is given and a riot doesn't break out in Atlanta. Aren't they evicting people in Oakland now, too?
Yeah, that's right. They did start removing people in Oakland over the weekend. 85 people, excuse me, I think it was this morning, 85 people were arrested in Oakland. Yeah, I'm sorry, it was today. 85 people were arrested early this morning because they refused to leave. The city said they had asked them to leave the area for sanity and public safety concern. But several hundred law enforcers began arresting people before 5 a.m. and removing tents and makeshift shelters at the site. Most people were arrested for unlawful assembly and illegal lodging, police said. But this was a little side story I saw, and this amazed me the most. One of those people that was arrested at the encampment had been living there with her 2-year-old child. when the police were there this morning, this child wasn't there, but this lady had been living at the park with her. She brought her child into this.
Yeah, that's going too far. I think kids shouldn't be out in that environment, especially at 2 years old. Yeah.
Uh-uh. And here's a weird story for you guys today. A woman by the name of Jill Filipovic, I probably just butchered that, sorry. She's a New York-based blogger and lawyer and had her luggage inspected while recently traveling, and TSA must have found her vibrator because across a TSA paper, which those of you, if you've ever had a paper inspected, you know when they open up your luggage, they put a paper in there that informs you that they went through your stuff and checked out your bag. But across her paper, somebody had wrote, "Get your freak on." Jill said that she was very angry, but at the same time, she was cracking up in her hotel room that she found one of her personal items. As of now, TSA hasn't confirmed that it was one of their employees that wrote the message, but they're still looking into the situation and say they don't take things like this very lightly. Have you ever had your bags checked by TSA in an airport, Crush?
Of course. Like, coming from other countries, definitely, but...
finding your personal belongings?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that. We're supposed to have... We'll talk about that off air, but either way, definitely it's an uncomfortable situation. But all I want to say is TSA, sometimes they're not really mature about those situations either, so I'm not surprised that that happened. But anyways, on to more serious news, and also this is actually great news. Officials say India is close to wiping out polio, you guys. India has not had a case of polio in 9 months. You guys, that is huge. The country is saying that they're on the verge of defeating the disease. For those of you that don't know and have been hiding under a rock, polio usually infects children under age 5 through contaminated drinking water. The virus pretty much attacks, hijacks your central nervous system, causing paralysis. Pretty much it'll paralyze you and you'll end up being deformed. And in some cases, you could die from this. So, lifers, did you know this, though? A country is declared polio-free when no cases of the disease are reported for 3 years. It's a long time, but, you know, definitely they're already on a roll, 9 months clean, no polio in India. So I'm definitely happy about that. It's really great news. We need to hear more stuff like this because I think that everyone is thinking that the world is coming to an end. But when you hear stuff like this, it gives you hope. Jeezy, like, these are things we take for granted in the U.S. Clean running water, light food, you know, these are the things that keep us alive every single day. But shoot, to be honest, I don't know what I would do without my cell phone or MacBook.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are born and they can't function, but some of us, we make it well into our teens, and after that, we have our first cell phone or computer, and it seems like we can't function after that. So
right.
Definitely as a country, we have it a lot, even though it might seem horrible here. We need to be a lot more thankful for the way things are and what we have, but best of luck to them, you know. And
definitely.
Here's an interesting concept that I heard today. Apple, within the next few quarters, may be pushing an Apple Smart TV. And Steve Jobs' biography, it was interesting. A lot of people might be aware of the Apple set-top box. This is not the same thing. This is going to be an actual TV itself. And in Steve Jobs' biography released on Monday, author Walter, I'm not going to try to pronounce that, I'm sorry, it's complicated. Author Walter wrote that Steve Jobs said he figured out a way to make a TV practical. The TV will also sync all Apple products wirelessly.
Whoa.
And the book confirms that this is what Jobs had been taking several trips to China. It is also believed that prototypes for this TV are being developed already in Apple's factory. It is believed that Jeff Robin, the software engineer who built iTunes, is the person in charge of developing this TV set. Like I said, the Apple set-top box was not very popular. It was rolled out in 2007, and the price has ridiculously been slashed from $299 to now it's only $99. Crush, would you buy an Apple TV?
I don't know. I'm not really, I don't watch TV that much anyway. So I don't know. It would really have to do some amazing things in order for me to buy an Apple TV, especially with it just coming out and being released. And I don't think I would buy it off the top, but I would just have to wait and see how other people feel about it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Steve Jobs' legacy still lives on. All right, you guys, if you guys have comments on our quickies today, call in now. We would love to hear from you. 760-913-4119. That is 760-913-4119. All right, we'll be back. And when we do come back, we're going to talk about social etiquette and manners. Some of y'all are just rude and don't even know it, but we are going to help you today on Global 14 Radio. And get into our topic of the night. Do you have good manners? If you don't, we got some amazing tips today. We have some amazing tips for you guys today to help you out. To be honest, I think society has lost its mind. I was walking into a grocery store, Jeezy, and I held the door open for this lady, and she didn't say thank you, didn't look back, didn't smile, nothing. So I yelled all in the back of her head. I was like, thank you. And she jumped and still didn't say thank you. I think it's rude.
Yeah, you know, I really hate when people do that. But one thing I hate is sometimes you'll be having a casual conversation somewhere and somebody will say, why are you screaming in my ear? And it's like you're talking literally like this. I was on the bus one day because here at campus, I don't have my car, so I had to ride the bus to Walmart, which I absolutely hate. And I was sitting there, and my girlfriend was sitting right there, too. The bus was full, so she was, like, on my lap or whatever. And I was sitting there talking to her, whispering in my ear. And this girl next to me, she goes, why are you talking all up in my ear? And I said, I'm not talking in your ear, very calmly. And she's like, yes, you are. I was like, no, I'm not. And she's like, well, yes, you are. I was like, well, maybe you should ask me to quiet down first before you yell at me. And she was like, no. I was like, she's like, I can't. And I was like, well, you know what? I was just like, it's not my problem. And she's like, yeah, it is. I was like, no, it's not. It's not bothering me. So then she continued to have her phone conversation, and I got off and enjoyed the rest of my day.
People are just completely rude. One of my pet peeves, though, is when I'm on the phone talking to someone and they just hang up the phone without saying bye. Like, I'm like, okay, really, did the phone just die? So I called the person back and was like, okay, did your phone just die? No, I thought you were done talking. Well, say bye then. Like, what? How rude is that? That is so rude to me. Like, you just heard me say, okay, well, I'll talk to you soon, and then you click. I'm like, okay, I think that's rude. That it kind of scares me because you never know what's happening. So you always try to call someone back when you think the phone dies. But that just pisses me off when people do that. Zizi, I mean, I know you, I watch your Twitter all the time, and I see you have a lot of pet peeves.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that really bothers me. I'll usually call a person back and ask if they forgot to tell me something. But probably the thing that bothers me the absolute most is when someone leaves a room and they leave a TV or a light on. I don't know why, it just absolutely bothers me and bugs me to know no one's in that room but the light's on. Like, it was never
really?
Like an environmental concern for me or anything. It just irritates the shit out of me.
Wow. Well, definitely, obviously, across the board, a lot of people, we all have some pet peeves, and we know a lot of rude people. Matter of fact, some of us may be rude ourselves. So we came up with the top 5 tips for proper social etiquette. All right. Number 1, don't settle for being on time. Be early. I don't know how to explain this to everyone. When you tell someone you're going to be somewhere, please, like, really pay attention to the time. I know people that enjoy showing up 15 to 20 minutes late without a phone call, and they think it's okay. So please don't do that. Always say thank you no matter what. It doesn't matter if someone threw something at you, they gave something to you or whatever. Some people say, you know, you don't have to tell that person thank you. Really, tell them thank you, because, you know, kindness is the best way to shut somebody down. So always say thank you no matter what. All right, I know this really bugs a lot of people. You know how you're in the grocery store and someone is on their phone and they're talking extremely loud. It really bothers me. I think it's rude, especially being on the phone when you're going through checkout. I do it sometimes. So like I said, I know I need to stop that. But definitely we all need to practice this. The general rule is if you're within arm's length of someone, you should not be using your phone. So if you are in a grocery store, you're always within arm's length of someone. You shouldn't be using your phone in front of their face or speaking all loud and laughing and just being dumb for no reason on your phone in public like that. So pay attention to that. Matter of fact, when you're on your phone and you're in the grocery store and you're talking and laughing, look around because you see people cutting their eyes at you. So that should really give you a good sign that you're doing too much. All right, one of the things that I think, even with relationships, don't use technology as a substitute for interaction. We can probably talk about this on another show because a lot of people will text and try to argue with you through text messaging, DBM, or iChat or Skype or whatever. You know, you guys, we really need to stop that because that's the problem, and that's the reason why a lot of people get into these fights over Twitter and Facebook and everything else, because we think that's the number one way to communicate, and that's not a good way to communicate. All right, the last one. If you are at a business function, okay, do not lose your manners at after-work receptions and business dinners. All right, you guys, that means keep it cute while you're at dinner and keep it cute when you're in front of, you know, other employees and corporate functions, because definitely, I don't know if any of you guys noticed that when people get drunk and unruly, the talk of the Monday morning while everyone is getting coffee is how such and such got drunk and was trying to kiss somebody else's wife. So definitely, business dinners are not supposed to be, they're supposed to be fun, but they're not supposed to be, you know, college parties and stuff like that. Don't get wild and crazy at these functions. So if any of you have any social etiquette tips, please call in 760-913-4000. 4119, all right? Well, let's go ahead and get into the spilt tea with my girl, Renita. Renita, where are you? What's up, Renita?
What's going on?
All right, where are you at, first of all?
I am at a shoot with the lovely Rosa Costa. She is got some things in the works I can't talk about right now, but I'm lucky enough to get the exclusive that I will be delivering right here on Real Talk very, very soon. So,
okay.
You know me, you know we everywhere. I tried to tell you.
That's right. Well, let us know what you have on the block right now.
On the block right now. Well, it seems like I need to call my split tea today because three big reality show couples are heading for, like, Splitsville. So apparently, first we have Matt Barnes and Gloria Govan, I believe that's how you pronounce her last name, are calling it quits. Apparently, Matt confirmed releasing a statement via email out to everyone. Then Gloria backs it up with going on her Twitter like every other celeb. But both said that, yes, the split is true, but what's important right now are the kids. So finally her storyline on Basketball Wives LA will get interesting because she was a little boring. second is Ronnie and Sammy Sweetheart, the on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again couple on Jersey Shore, have officially now called it quits. Ronnie has confirmed the rumors, but we'll see because, like I said, they have been on-again, off-again. So, and I'm sure MTV will put them back together because they have one more season of Jersey Shore to go to. And then lastly, word around the street is that Punk, a.k.a. David Alunga, and Jennifer Hudson is heading to Splitsville. Now, remember, guys, I told you a while back that David did not want to sign that prenup. Well, now, apparently, the two, according to Star Magazine, are clashing over J-Hud's career obsession, commitment issues, and her reluctance to have more kids. Boo, all because you are on WWE. You better be nice to J-Hud because your last gig was, I Love New York, so you better shut your mouth, sign that paper, and walk down that aisle.
Keep it cute, David.
Exactly. Yep, keep it cute, because trust me, someone will have no hesitation picking up Miss J-Hud. New G-Unit, stand up. Well, apparently a photo has surfaced that, along with the old G-Unit, Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, Kid, and Genesis, you can now add Governor, Hot Rod, Leia, and yes, Jersey Shore's own DJ Pauly D.
No
now,
way.
I love Pauly D. I love him, though. And, you know, he has done interviews and said he was talking to 50 Cent and negotiation, you know, about an album deal and headset. Well, apparently it is confirmed. He is now official member and 50 Cent, I mean, it's going to be interesting because Crush, DJ Pauly D is known for dance music, so he has nothing to do with the other members because their genre is, like, totally different. So, I don't know, but, you know, 50 Cent looks out for that paper, so congrats to that. Rumors were getting hot and heavy over actress comedian Aisha Tyler joining the crew on The Talk as the new co-host. Well, I can officially affirm that Tyler started today. She was previously a guest on the show for a week. It went extremely well. The fans loved her. So now she is at the table with Sarah Gilbert, Julie Chen, Sharon Osbourne, which AKA is I would love to be like my godmother in some future, and Sheryl Underwood. And lastly, my sweet tea of the day. What divorcing celeb couple originally agreed to be nice and easy breezy with their split, but quickly has turned against each other. They have stooped so low that they are having their assistants leak each other's dirt to the press. And one of them has even been selling out the other to the paparazzi. So wherever they go, the paparazzi has been right then and there. I love a juicy story. Think you know who I'm talking about? Give us a call tomorrow or even today at 760-913-4119. Take a guess and good luck, Crush. You think you know who it is?
Yeah, that has to be Ashton and Demi.
Wrong. Try again.
No way. Are you serious?
I'm positive. It's not them.
Okay, who in the world could this be? All right, well, you know what? You and these sweet teas of the day, if you guys know who it is, definitely let us know. Renita, thank you so much for taking the time out and do the spill tea today. I know you're busy, so definitely we'll look forward to the answer tomorrow.
It is all good and nothing but love to my lifers, and I miss you, Crush. We'll be seeing each other soon. This is your girl, Renita, for the spilled tea for today here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. Don't go anywhere. We got Mary Mary coming up. Crush, I cannot wait to hear this interview. I'm so excited. I love them. And you can catch them on Global 14. They are at Mary Mary. You can also catch me, and I'm at Rock and Rolla, RockNRolla.
All right, lifers, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. After that, we will be back with Mary Mary.
Any day now is what I kept telling myself on the last mile on the road.
Let me tell you something. I'm so excited right now because we just played the latest single from Mary Mary called Survive. They are our special guests this evening. Let me tell you, to have Grammy Award-winning duo Mary Mary on the show tonight is such a wonderful honor. Mary Mary, thank you guys for taking the time out of your schedule just to be live with us tonight.
You're welcome. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Lovely. I think we might have lost Erica. Wonderful world of technology. She'll be back any moment now, I'm assuming.
Oh,
but all is well. We are good.
Okay, great, because I was going to ask, speaking of Survive, Erica's husband was diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2008, and I wanted to know, how was Warren doing?
Warren's doing just fine. Warren found out about his cancer, and I know this is not everybody else's story, but within, I think, about 1 week of him having finding out and being diagnosed and it being confirmed that he had that cancer, the cancer was gone. And so he is a testament to God's miraculous ability to heal your body, even if sometimes that's by way of a physician. Yeah, he had it. He was diagnosed. Erica was, you know, she lost it for a minute, but her faith wouldn't allow her to be in that space for too long. So, you know, we don't know anything but to believe God. We believe that he is the end-all, be-all, that life starts and stops with him. We believe that he is able to exceed our every expectation and do anything, even if it seems impossible. So we held on to that. We didn't speak anything but faith. Warren didn't speak anything but faith. Erica didn't speak anything but faith. That was negative and crying and sad. We was like, we thank you for your sadness, but we're not gonna do that. We're believing that God is able to heal him. And God did just that. Within 1 week that cancer was removed. And it's gone. He's healed. God has healed him from cancer. So he is a cancer survivor. So the song Survive, I Survive, it is definitely
that's
his
right. Yeah, it's all about having faith. Just to let you guys know, we at Global 14 and G14 Radio will continue to pray for him and your family, definitely.
Thank you.
I know Tina has a baby on the way as well. Do you guys know if it's a boy or girl?
No, girl, this is Tina. Tina don't have no baby on the way. Tina has four babies, and she don't want no boy.
You know what? That's right, because I watched the video, and you were like, no, I'm shutting that all the way down. The door is closed, honey. Okay, so Erica is the one with the baby on the way. Is it a boy or girl?
Erica is the one with the baby on the way, and I believe that's Erica right now. Erica, what is it, a boy or a girl?
It is a girl.
Congrats. I know you were happy about
that,
Tina. Yes. And then Tina, okay, I got you. No more babies for you. So, but we were just saying, Erica, we are definitely going to keep praying for you and your family and praying for Warren, definitely. We're so happy to hear that he is doing well.
Yes, all is well. Thank you so much for your prayers. We appreciate that.
No problem. Well, look, I saw your guys' performance for the MLK Monument dedication. Great performance, by the way. You guys never disappoint. But what were you really thinking when they played the wrong track?
Exactly what we said. That's not it. That's letting y'all what's going on. First of all, no one ever wants to be in a moment like that, and you're like at one of the biggest, most, you know, I mean, it's just the biggest moments of your life. Like, this is Martin Luther King's monument of all of the monuments in Washington, I think, history. You know, you kind of don't want something like that to happen, but, you know, we've been in scenarios like that, so, you know, fortunately, we were able to kind of laugh through it and keep it moving, but, you know, those things happen. It's just, hey, you've got normal, regular human people, human hands pushing the buttons, and sometimes those things happen, so, you know, as long as good things do come together, you deliver, I think everything is good. So if we got through the song pretty good, all is well.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
you kept it real cute.
I think it's a good thing we're real singers, because had the track not come on, we were prepared to sing it a cappella.
Right. When you said that, I said, okay, she's letting y'all know. Don't think that just because they don't have the track right now, we can't go ahead and sing this a cappella. That
okay,
was funny.
You got it cracked.
Well, we ain't going to stand up here for the next forever trying to figure out what to do. We're going to sing it to the beat in our heads.
That's right. I love that. You guys have, I mean, the smile came through the screen, and I was just like, I'm trying to figure out what in the world they are thinking right now, but it was definitely a blessing. Was that your first time meeting the president and the first lady, though?
No, we've actually sang at the White House. We were invited by Stevie Wonder to be a part of an event that was just basically celebrating his music. And I think it was called In Concert at the White House. And so we were able to be there that evening singing with him. And Barack Obama and Michelle Obama were right there, they were right there in the center of the building, standing right in front of us as we were singing. And I think I smiled like a kid
you know, going to Chuck E. Cheese for the first time. I was smiling so hard, I felt like my face was going to break. I was so excited to be there. So it's always an honor to be before people that are great and are excellent and that are making history. And just to be, you know, in front of the President of the United States of America presenting what it is that you do, it's just, it's an honor.
Yes, definitely. I think we all can agree with you on that one. A lot of people, you know, of course, some people are, they feel like Obama's not doing his job, but I definitely believe that he's doing his job, and we are definitely behind him 100%. So I want to get into your latest project, though, Something Big. Has been doing really well.
Talk about it.
It's upbeat, it's emotional, and it gives a virtual push to anyone who is losing faith. My favorite song, by the way, is Catch Me. I think that if I had that song on a cassette tape, I think my cassette tape would have popped by now. So is there any chance of that being released? Is there any chance of that being released as a single or doing a video for that song?
I don't know. It's funny you ask that. That probably is me and Erica's favorite song right now. Erica, what do you think? You think you might do a video or that song could be released?
I don't know. Like, our process moves so fast. Most of our videos get done early on, and, you know, we're promoting and doing so many other things. Plus, I'm pregnant. We haven't had that in the works, but if enough people love the song, then, you know, we got to give the people what they want.
Oh, well, then we need to go ahead and work on that, because Catch Me is definitely, let me tell you, Catch Me will get you right. If you are losing any type of faith.
It reminds you of God's grace. It reminds you of how incapable we are of handling our own stuff. It just puts it all before you. And I was in the car one day myself, and Sitting With Me came on, and then that came on after. I was just having me a good old emotional time in the car. But, sometimes you need that. It was really, really good. So I'm glad that it feels the same way for other people as it feels for us, because the music has to touch us first, and it really, really does. We don't record songs just for the sake of it, either the message or the music. Something feels so real for us, and then we end up recording songs. And so it's good to know that it's having the same effect on people, reminding them of how gracious God is to us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It reminds me, every time I listen to that song, it just puts me in a better mood. So definitely, if that's what you guys were trying to do with that track, it definitely, you know, it works. Trust me. So, but I wanted to know, though, you know, me receiving your message from your music, it kind of hurts seeing people who kind of like try to downplay your message. And, you know, people are saying your sound is too hip, but I'm just like, yo, why can't we Tootsie Roll for Jesus? What's going on?
Our goal in the initiative isn't even to really make people Tootsie Roll. We're really trying to make people think. And some people in their Christian walk, they're on autopilot. And so all they really want to think is Jesus on the main line. But then there are those others that want to hear a song like Catch Me or Are You Ready, or that really reflect on the walking through the life and not just going to church. Some people are fine.
Right.
They just want to go to church with people who sound like them and look like them. But our job as musicians, I believe that we're seed planters. So we plant seeds of a relationship in our music that makes you think about the kind of relationship or the kind of walk with God that you have, that kind of challenges you to be better. And I'm really proud of what we do. So for those who don't get it, and, you know, sometimes it hurts and stings. But, you know, for now, I'm good. God bless them.
Exactly. Some people want, like Erica said, some people want church music that makes sense in church. And if you don't really go to church, maybe you don't get it, or maybe you can't connect. Some people want praise or worship music. Some people want music that is conversational. It's like what you would say if it was just you and you talking about real issues, no matter how you feel, and you don't do it in the most churchy or most praise and worshipy kind of, you know, this holy, sovereign kind of approach. Sometimes people just, they can only talk to God from just a very natural, regular, everyday person, and sometimes our music comes from that approach. But at the end of the day, we are always directing people to the love of God, the grace of God, and how magnificent and amazing and necessary He is in our life. Whether it's, like Erica said, telling you to think about your life and doing things in a better way because you're supposed to be a reflection of Him, or it's saying something like, hey, what do you look like when you're walking through life and you sit up here screaming, God, God, Jesus, Lord, Lord, ain't nobody tell, what does it look like? Sometimes
right.
we bring up subjects that are not the typical church Sunday
right.
morning kind of approach, but it's okay for those who don't get it because maybe it's not for them. I know that we have an audience and we have people that we are connecting to God through our music. So all we can do is do what we were placed here to do. We can't do it nobody else's way. We can only do it the way God gives it to us, and that's what we're going to continue doing.
Oh, yeah, you guys are in your own lane. You guys are reaching people that wouldn't normally pick up, you know, Karen Clark shared, Shirley Caesar, probably don't even know who these people are, but you guys are reaching
yeah.
that younger crowd. You know, just like what Kirk Franklin is doing. So definitely I applaud you guys. I also, because it was
Thank
funny,
you.
When I was reading, you guys, your original title for this project was OMG. But I also read that.
The internet is a really funny place because once it's out there, people, I don't care how old it is, people read it and, you know, take it totally for truth. It was an idea
right.
of me and Warner were on Twitter one night. And I was like, he was like, I think we're going to go out and he can put it out there, but it had not been solidified. It was not
right.
It was not a real plan, and we put it out there before we solidified it, which, you know, you learn lessons from the internet. unless you are concrete with it, don't put it out there. Cause I've
right.
heard that like several times in the interview. That was never like the real title. It was a working title, an idea. And so,
okay.
you know, as we started developing the record and talking, you know, we were like, nah, that's not it. That's not what we're trying to say.
Okay, because, you know, the internet was really trying to say that that was the title, and then when Usher released his hit single, then you guys decided to change it.
No,
so
but
that's what was
say,
put out there.
Chronologically, according to time, if you go chronologically,
right.
according to time, our ONG idea happened, and his isn't the only one. If you put ONG on YouTube, you'll see there's a bunch of songs called ONG. His just happened to be a little more popular.
Right.
So it's the like season first. That happens a lot, but it's okay. We're good
okay.
with it.
Okay. Well, we cleared that one up. Well, you know, speaking of music, though, you guys are on Sunday's Best. When is the next season supposed to start?
Is it
you guys are in season four? Isn't it over with?
Well, yeah, it ended about a month or so ago, and the
right.
next season will pick up next year in the spring.
Okay.
Next year, you know what, I can't give you that for sure. I just know it'll be next year. Maybe it'll be spring, maybe it'll be summer, maybe it'll be fall, but definitely next year sometime. So probably you can go to BET site and find out about that. Or once we have more details, they can come to our site, ilovemarymary.com, and find out when it's official.
Yeah.
But it's
you
coming
know,
back. Season 5 is coming back.
Yeah, it's hilarious because I know people show up thinking, I'm just going to get on stage because I love Jesus, and they think they're going to get a pass. Because some of them,
yeah,
you
yeah,
guys.
That yeah, that's not ever going to work.
It's real unfortunate for them.
Yeah, real unfortunate because they should take their love for Jesus and give it to Jesus. But when you're trying to give your
right.
music to the rest of the world,
right.
we're not exactly Jesus, so we require something different. He takes what the intent of your heart is, but we're going to take
right.
what the tone of your sound is, and if it ain't right, we're going to definitely send you back to the house to give it to Jesus only.
Yes, it's hilarious. You guys definitely check out Sunday's Best. You can go on BET.com and check out some of the recaps. Very fun, very, very funny. You guys tell it like it is, which is great, and it also shows your guys' personality. Because what do you think is the biggest misconception about you guys?
I think that, you know, I think for me, this is Tina. People think that I'm mean, but I'm not. I'm a straight shooter. And I think because, you know, being in a position like mine, you know, everything that you say is all sensitive. If you say something good, it's like the best thing ever. If you say something bad, it's like the worst thing ever. Nobody just takes it for face value. But because we are on a show where we have to be honest and we have to be able to help people and we have to just give it to them blatantly, because when you go into the music industry, even though you're singing for God, it is a business. And ain't nobody
right.
checking for your spirituality. They're checking for your talent. They're checking for your ability to connect with people, to look relevant, to sound relevant, to be relevant, and to sell some records. You know what I mean? Of course, if you can't be representing God, and that's not where your heart is, but, you know,
right.
we have to give it to people the way they would get it from executives. And if we don't, we are doing them a disservice, because it's not going to be like all of the mother's board and all those wonderful people at your church that just support you. It's not going to be like that in the real music world. So we're trying to get them ready for what they're really going to hear when they go in with a wonderful CD and a wonderful demo that they all proud of. This is some of the stuff that they might hear. So we're just trying to really get them ready, because we know we
yeah.
have to deal with it. We had to deal with it. So, you know, I don't think I mean it all. I think I tell it like it is. I'm a straight shooter. That's a misconception.
Okay.
I think another misconception is people don't know how much we really are trying to help. It's not, we're not just trying to make an entertainment show. We're really trying to offer things that make people think. I actually would like to add another element, because I think we always take a spiritual approach, and that's probably because of our personal relationships with God as it relates to me, Tina, and Donnie. But there's a lot of business elements that I feel the contestants need more of, that will better equip them once they become winners. Because once you become
right.
a winner, you still have to pick a manager and an agent and a road manager and somebody who's going to represent you, who's making your calls, who's taking your calls, how they respond. And it just takes a minute to find the people who best represent what your ministry is, and, you know, get to know your audience, know your place. It's just a lot of information, more information that we want to give. And I think people don't realize how much of a heart that we have for these contestants. I still keep in touch with lots of the contestants, Latisse and Jessica, Yanni, Leandri.
Right.
A lot of them I speak with them, whether it's texting or actual phone calls, and talk to them on a regular basis and ask them what's going on. And I know the same goes for Donnie and Kirk. So it's much more than just a show. What the TV show is, they like to air the comments and the funny stuff, and, you know, some of the stuff that comes
right.
up.
Right. So you guys are mentoring these people.
Really much more. Yeah. There's much more that goes into it, yes.
Okay, well, there you guys have it. You know, it's not all, okay, this is what's on the TV, and then you guys go home and, you know, go about your business. You
right.
guys are really, you know, getting involved with the artists that are performing
right.
on the show. That's great. Well, let me ask you guys a question. If you guys weren't
right.
together, would you ever pursue a solo career?
Funny you ask that, Erica.
Well, the thing is this, when you come together, I think there are gifts that are there before. There were gifts, we both had individual gifts before God joined us as a group, because even though we're sisters, we didn't grow up singing together. And I think there are individual ministries within the Mary Mary ministry, because, you know, if you've been following us, you know that there's a difference between me and Tina, our approach to ministry, how we sing. Even how we talk on stage, we may be saying the same thing, but our approach is different. And I think there's an audience for each of us within the Mary Mary audience. So, yeah, it's a possibility. Not in the group is breaking up kind of way, but moving
right.
on to what God has for us. This team is actually supposed to be preaching more than she does, but
what are you talking about?
Ma'am, every time we on stage, when the real ministry starts breaking, we start going forth. Is always preaching, but she be telling the truth though, and it's odd because it comes off. People take it in a different way because they're. I think they're
right.
kind of, because I'm a little more mild or quiet or something. They expect it to come from me, but there's a power and authority in her when she speaks. And you know, I wouldn't want this group to bind her from that. We both have to
right.
move into what God has for us.
And I think Erica will probably be more comfortable on the stage than I would by myself. I'm really,
okay.
people don't know. I mean, I have a very bold personality, and what I'm confident in, I'm confident in. But I don't like when I feel like everybody is just looking at me all by myself. You don't like that.
You don't want them eyeballing you and staring at you.
This position.
I don't. I feel all like people like stop looking at me. Like sometimes I have to remember the position that I'm in because I don't know. I forget that I'm Mary Harry and I'm just being Tina, and I have to remember. Oh, that's why they're looking at you. So I don't. You know, I don't know. I don't know how comfortable I would feel in a position like this by myself. Like I feel like I'm on the stage naked. I don't know.
Okay, well, you know what? The other thing is, you know, with you guys being around each other all the time as well, do you guys get on each other's nerves? You guys are sisters, so,
yeah.
You know, I'm...
Yes, Lord. We are real sisters, so all of the sister stuff and other people that are sisters deal with, we deal with that. We have conflict and challenges and stuff all the time, probably daily.
I had to call Tina back today and apologize because we had a business call, and I think I went too far in the sister mode and just, you know.
She was a little rude to me.
I was a little hard pregnant, Tina. I said I was calling.
Yeah, she's saying
I had to call back and apologize.
It's the baby doing it, you know, but really we have a wonderful thing about the way we were raised. Our parents raised us to resolve conflict. We didn't get to, like, do the whole I hate you and not talk to our family members for days and weeks at a time. Our parents wouldn't allow that. There's going to be repercussions and consequences if you didn't get along and, you know, fall back in love again. Like, in this family, you gonna love each other. We gonna all stay down with each other. I don't care what went wrong. You fix it and you keep on being family. That's how it was growing up. And so that is kind of spilled over into our adult relationship. You know, sometimes it gets more challenging than others, but ultimately we resolve all of our conflict and we know that what we have together is definitely something that's God-given, and we don't want to mess this up just because we can't agree here and there. So sometimes we just agree for the sake of unity.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you guys are definitely an inspiration. Me and my little sister, I don't get to see her often, but watching you guys, you know, just makes me miss her when, you know, just you guys have fun together. You guys are always smiling, so it's definitely refreshing to see. So definitely, you guys, please, don't start scrapping on TV.
Yeah, but we definitely wouldn't have you to believe that we smile at each other all the time. That ain't never the truth.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful, but that ain't never our truth. But we do find a way to get back to the smile.
I know, that's right. Well, look, before we go, we actually have a caller for you guys. And hello, Golden, are you on the line?
Yes. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Just wanted to congratulate you ladies on all your success, and I love your music.
Thank you.
I have to, you know, be up front. I don't listen to a lot of gospel music, but one thing I wanted to say to you guys, what made me start listening, and some people may not say it, but you guys are two beautiful women. And when I saw you guys on stage performing, I was like, who is that? And I sat there and listened, got the message, and then started listening from then on. So I don't know if anybody's ever told you that, but sometimes people, you know, that aren't listening to a lot of gospel music, it was really refreshing to just be like, well, who are those two girls? And start listening and then becoming fans from there. Your music is great. You're not just beautiful, but wanted to tell you that you are beautiful, both of you.
Y'all gonna get in trouble. I have to tell you this though. Growing up, my aunt used to tell us when we used to go out witnessing, she used to be like, you put yourself together and look cute because you don't know why people might be paying attention to you. And that was way before stage and knowing about having an image and all of that kind of stuff. She was like, you don't want to be going around looking all run over talking about Jesus. People going to think you all busted and your Jesus is busted. Like, you got to represent right. So, you know, we try to make sure that we're looking good. Plus, we're women and we just love to look good. We got husbands, you know. We want to look good. We want to be the beautiful girls, you know, like every other woman. I mean, that's not what we're all about, but, of course, that's a part of it. So, you know, thank you for noticing, brother, and I'm glad you listened to the message, too.
No problem. You ladies
all right,
have a
thank
wonderful
you, Golden,
day.
Thank you, Golden, for calling in. Speaking of looking raggedy when you come out the house, you guys commented on that on Twitter. I saw your tweet,
I was on the plane, and when we were coming back from our trip last week, and I was in first class, and, you know, when you pay a little bit more for your service, you want everything to feel, you want to feel like you got full value out of your money. Well, the flight attendant had on some mom jeans and a regular little Latigra shirt, and she looked like she didn't really have time to comb her hair. And so I was just saying, come on, airlines, y'all, come on. I know you're going through problems, but you can wear the uniform. And then somebody hit me back, you don't know, maybe she's having a bad day, and blah, 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 blah. And it's so funny, maybe I wasn't supposed to respond, because my phone definitely lost coverage at that time. But I was going to send back a message. Come on now, we have a requirement. If you were going to the White House, you wouldn't look like that. If you were going to your job, you wouldn't look like that. How can we be okay?
$1,400, then we want the people that's in here serving y'all to have to be able to pay $1,000 extra for one-way tickets and stuff like that. Come in here looking like something. I'm sorry. It's your job. You want to keep it look like something.
I'm a proud woman of color, so I don't go out with clips in my hair. I don't go out with big fluffy shoes on. I mean, God bless Sister Snooki. She can do that if that's her thing. That ain't my thing. I feel some kind of way about myself, so when I step outside, it should reflect what you feel. And if you look like you still got the toothpaste line down the side of your mouth, you still got clips in your hair, which you clip your hair so it can be dumped when you go outside, but you outside and you didn't come. I'm sorry, that just don't work for me.
No, looking at her, yes.
If you're having a hard day, I wish you have a better day, but that can't be. If I feel like that every day, that's not a bad day, that's just your style.
Yeah, stay home. Right. I'm with you. Stay home.
If
you're having a bad day.
I'm being at all in love.
Yeah.
Look. Love you, boy.
You guys, I'm with you. Look, if you're having a bad day and you can't get it together, stay home. That's all I'm going to say. We'll leave it at that. Well, we are running.
But you know what?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, it's not about people looking like, you know, times are hard, and I just, you know, it's not a good day. It's about you looking like you don't care about yourself. Like, where is your dignity?
Right.
You do
right.
not come to work looking like you don't care about yourself. Not that you don't have expensive stuff on and you don't look all glossy and all, you know, like you're the big baller. It's not about that. It's about just having some dignity and having some class and having some, you know, just looking like I care about myself. You know what I mean? And as it relates to first class, don't be charging all that money for the tickets to be treating it like his coach. I'm sorry.
All right. I wish you could say who it was, but I'm sure you don't want to do that. So, because
yeah,
I know.
Be good.
Right. Well, this is what I want to say, though. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out to come on our show. We've been excited about it since last week when we finally booked you guys. And one of the things on our show that we always ask every artist is just to send us a little something. You know, can you guys bless us before you go?
Erica, what do you mean, like pray for your listeners?
No, sing.
Sing. Oh, sing. Right.
I don't really have a song in me right now because I'm kind of dealing with a cold. So, Erica, this is the perfect time if you want to go to solo route. You mean, like, show what you got. And,
If you could sing a piece of Catch Me, that would really, like, that would even brighten my day even more. Catch Me, if you could sing a piece of that, that would be great.
Oh, man, you caught me off guard.
Erica, I'm going to take the first part you pick up on the end. We need your love so strong, and I'm so flawed that you know I'm gonna fall. And you catch me, your mercy, your grace, my faith gives me strength to feel perfectly safe that you'll catch me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got chills. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us. We will continue to support you on Global 14 and on D14 Radio. It was a pleasure having
you
on the show.
Thank you.
Anytime you guys want to come back.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime you want to come back
and you want us to play music, you know, you're more than welcome. Hit us up. Let us know. We would love to have you.
Thank you. And everybody listening, y'all hit us up on Twitter at The Real Mary Mary, or come catch us at ILoveMaryMary.com to find out where we're going to be so we can all hook up and sing and kick it and whatnot.
I know that's right.
We got a Christmas tour coming. Y'all come on our website, ILoveMaryMary.com. Y'all can find out when we coming to y'all side of town, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Well, lifers, you heard this. And Mary Mary, I mean, we had a great interview. We had a very good time. So I want to thank My Block Records. They always come through. We had Joy Star on here before. So I don't know what to say. This was great. So lifers, once again, I want to thank everyone that was in the chat room and everyone that continues to support us every single show. I also want to thank JD. JD continues to support the show. He's given me this platform to create, and I can't do anything but, you know, thank God for this opportunity, because without him, this wouldn't be possible. Also, on global14.com, if you ever need to ask any questions about the show, hit me up at Crush. Also on Twitter, at global14 and at G14Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio. This is LTL for Life. Good night.
This is Union Park.
Forging Radio.